This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segee today, live all across the good old USA and around the world. Are you getting in the spirit of the holiday season? Well, I tell you, I really am too. I love this time of the year. Well, our first guest this second hour is Dee Snider from the hard metal rock group Twisted Sister. And Dee, great guy. We've had him on the show before. I met him many, many years ago. He has a Christmas song that we're going to be premiering on the program today. Then lovely Cindy Lauper will be telling about a Lauper Christmas holiday season and how she spends Christmas. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, has a brand new show on, and we'll be talking to him about that. And Dr. Hamna Hussein will be chatting to us about how to cope with COVID and the holiday season. And that's all coming up this second hour with Ron Segee today. We'll be right back with Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super-strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segee today, and that is the voice, at least one of them is, of our next guest. I enjoy talking to this fella so much, you have no idea. Joining us, of course, from the great band Twisted Sister is our friend Dee Snider. Hi, Dee. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ron. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Nice to chat with you again.
Always. And that female voice that I'm duetting with is an amazing singer named Lizzie Hale. She's from a band called Hailstorm. And for you old school rockers out there who are saying there's no good music anymore, you want to check out Hailstorm because they got all the right influences with making great new music. So great singer, too.
And she's sensational. I watched the video, and it's just absolutely sensational. I got to tell you, you and I first met here in Orlando at the Hard Rock Cafe at the Velvet Sessions with our mutual friend Lou Carrier.
Lou, yeah.
What a piece of work Lou is. Great guy. Great guy. And we sat out on the back porch and did a show. It was you and I, somebody else. I can't remember who it was. And that was a few years ago, D.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, Orlando, I have such a history with Orlando. I probably told you. I actually lived there in 1959.
Really?
As a little kid, yes. 1959, my father and his two brothers decided they were going to start a business in New York. And this was like the Deep South in 59. Okay? So we picked up their families. We all moved down there. And they opened up one of those trucks, those like that pull into the job sites with the sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't, now think of it, 1959, it didn't work. So within like a year, they're all back in New York. Cut to a couple years later, Disney starts breaking ground on Disney World. And they would have made a fortune if they just stuck it out a little longer. They missed the window. They would have cleaned up. But I have a long history with Orlando and Florida.
Well, you know, the thing is that in 1959, this was like the Wild West. I mean, there was nothing here to be. You know, my father had kind of the same experience. He was going to come down to Florida from Pennsylvania because he was in the storm window patio enclosure and screen enclosure business, and he could have been a zillionaire with everything that's down here now. But you don't know. You don't know these things.
Yeah, it's all timing. But down back then, it was a Deep South, man.
Oh,
and a
yeah.
bunch of New Yorkers moving in. They were not crazy about it.
No. Well, I've been here 30 years, D, but I got to tell you, the first time I came down with those Pennsylvania plates, look out, man. You know, I love this song, The Magic of Christmas Day. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this song has been recorded before. It's written by D, of course, but he wrote it as a special gift for his wife, Suzette. And then Celine Dion picked up on it.
Yeah, this is the only song, Ron, I never wrote intending to release it commercially. Think about it. Over 30 years ago, my wife, Suzette, who I'm still with, we've been together 44 years, she asked me to write her a Christmas song. And I'm like, this is Twisted Heyday, I'm Mr. Heavy Metal. I'm like, Christmas songs, that's not cool. She's like, oh, you can do it. And so I wrote her this song. It wasn't even a rock song. But the last thing I wanted to do was let the world know that the guy from Twisted Sister wrote a Christmas song for his wife. So I had a session musicians record it, gave it to her as a present, and that was it. Merry Christmas, honey. Cut to 5 years later, now we're in the heyday of grunge. My career's in the tanker. You know, the grunge was the cure for hair metal. And I get a call that Celine Dion heard the song and wants to record it. And that was a game changer. We call this the house St. Celine built. That record that it's on, These Are Special Times, sold over 14 million copies worldwide.
Yeah, huge, huge. You know, I got to tell you, there are so much similarities with your career and mine. I know that as a youngster, you sang in the church choir and also sang in the high school choir. And, you know, when you think about the later experience and success you had in music, that seems like a very unusual beginning for Twisted Sister star, okay? But and you met your wife. You know, I was very young, but my wife was even younger. There was a five-year difference, similar to yours.
Okay, you and me, brother.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You,
same page.
You know, you were, what, 21 and she was 15?
Yep.
And I was 20 and she was 14. So in this day and age, you and I would probably be getting out of prison about this time, don't you think?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, back then, I mean, her family threatened to kill me on the first day.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Which seemed reasonable in retrospect. And they kept me honest for a long time. The minute I saw her, I felt some strange connection. And, and of all the marriages in her side of the family, no one's has lasted except hers and mine. So sometimes it's just meant to be, but you don't even realize it. When I found out she was 15, brother, I was like, oh, my God. She didn't look 15.
Yeah.
She was like one of those hot Italian girls. You
right,
know? Like,
right, right.
Oh, my God, she's 15. No.
Same situation, and all of my wife's family were divorced. But I will tell you this. I finally found out why she was attracted to me. I know why I was attracted to her, but she thought I had money. And, man, was she wrong after that.
My wife was not attracted to me at all. That just made me want her more. She did everything she could to get away from me, and I was obsessed. I the more I got to know her, the more I just said, this is the one. And by the way, people listening, it turns out she was an aspiring a clothing designer and hairdresser and makeup artist. So she meets this guy who's in a band that are dressing up and wearing makeup and have crazy hair. So she did all those things for the band. And she even drew the Bone logo that everybody knows. She drew that. So, I mean, it turns out she had that package of talent that I needed to help my career go. So this was really meant to be.
Dee, I want to tell you, if anyone is going to do the life story of you, I need to play the role because my wife was in the same business. She was a makeup model and that kind of thing, and she's marrying, you know, a young teenager that's a disc jockey and thinks he's Johnny Carson. You know, I got to tell you something. I watched today, just today, because my son reminded me of it, to watch, because I loved Bobby Darin, this version that you do, and I've watched it 1,000 times if I've watched it once, of Mac the Knife, is absolutely sensational. I love that video.
Thank you. And directed by my son, by the way.
Wow.
Cody is a filmmaker. He's got a 3-picture deal in Warner Brothers. He's making his first feature film with Margot Robbie. They start just waiting for COVID to lift, and they're going to start filming. But, after I was on Broadway, had the blessing of being in Rock of Ages for 3 months, and it really gave me a respect and appreciation for theater, and I did an album called D Does Broadway, which, was really sort of a personal record because it's not the kind of thing that the average headbanger is going to pick up. But I do a cover of Mac the Knife on there. Yeah, that is worth looking at, people.
Oh,
I think you might like it.
I love it. I absolutely love it, man. It shows the versatility. Got to give you a lot of credit, too, for all of the causes and charities that you focus on, especially when it comes to children, abuse, and women, and emergency services. Thank you for your service along those lines, Dee. And this song, The Magic of Christmas Day, is a beautiful song. I mean, you got to catch on to it. It's available on YouTube to watch the video as we speak. And how do you get the record? Because I don't know how this happens anymore after spending
years. On all the platforms, iTunes and wherever you get your downloads. It's available. So check it out and listen to the words, people. It's just trying to remind people that Christmas holidays used to be a time where we set our differences aside, if only for a few hours.
Right.
And right now, we could use that more than ever. So we need to come together just a little bit.
Dee, thanks so much for joining us. It's always great talking with you, my friend.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time. Merry Christmas to you, Dee.
Hey, same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Twisted Sister founder, and I tell you something, this guy's very cool. He's a really down-to-earth guy. When you see him on stage, he looks very bizarre, but boy, he's about as straight-laced as they come. Somebody told me that his parents wanted him to become an insurance salesman, and he became a rock star, and I'm glad he did. And the new record is out right now, The Magic of Christmas Day. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. I'm ecstatic to have our next guest with us. I love this lady. Joining us right now is Cindy Lauper. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Ron. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, too. And I meant what I said. You are terrific. From the days that you appeared on The Tonight Show, barefoot, singing all those great songs, Johnny loved you, The Nation loved you. I love you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
I have to congratulate you on your success and being part of lighting up the Christmas tree last week.
The Christmas tree light. You know, when they light the Christmas tree, that's a big, big, big deal for New Yorkers. And it was always a tradition during the Christmas holidays, you'd always go and see the tree. You know, it's a big deal. Go see the tree, you know. That and I guess the Yule log. We used to turn on the Yule log.
Yeah, the old Yule log, yeah, right.
And watch, you know, It's a Wonderful Life just one more time. But, you know, we always used to come into New York City when I was little. We were in the city, but I mean in Manhattan, and look at the store windows and check out the tree. And at all different stages of my life, I've been doing it. And this is the second time that I've sung under the tree or by the tree. And it's pretty awesome. It really is. I think it's exciting.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you see something as a youngster, as a child, and you think to yourself, wow, how cool is that? And then you become part of whether it's somebody you met, whether it was a television show you watched, or whether it was a Christmas tree being lit at Rockefeller Center. I mean, it's kind of cool when you obviously live out something that you, from afar, used to admire. Isn't that a sensational feeling?
It's kind of like, you always think, wow, who would have thunk this?
Right.
You know, and then there you are. But that's life for you, you know. Christmas is about family. So it was kind of awesome for me to be part of that. That's how I'll be doing Home for the Holidays. You're all over, aren't you?
I'm all over the place. Yeah, really. I'm like a bad dream. I'm everywhere. Cindy, I look down all of your accomplishments. I mean, listen to this. Nominated for 15 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 7 American Video Awards, 18 MTV Awards. Of course, the Tony Award, your work at the Three Penny Opera, the Broadway debut, your best-selling autobiography, Cyndi Lauper, A Memoir. That's a long, long way from your first appearance on The Tonight Show.
Well, you got to diversify, you know what I mean? That's all I tried to do. I just thought, you know, I don't want to be stuck in a rut. I want to live life. I want to experience it, so I did as much as I could. I want to learn.
You want to have fun?
Yeah.
Tell us about the foundation, the True Colors Fund.
That I started with my manager and my agents. My manager, Lisa Barbariz, continues to work tirelessly on it. We have this wonderful person, Gregory Lewis, who heads it up. And we have these fantastic people who work on the team. And they've been making great headway and really helping the kids as opposed to just having... I didn't want to have something that was just a foundation. I figured, you know, either we... Let's really do something. So we have been... We put together a network. That was the one blessing that now finally people all over the country can talk to each other or get information from each other to find out which program works best for the kids. And these are the gay kids, the gay and transgender kids who are thrown out.
Yeah.
And honestly, to me, I don't care.
Yeah.
What color, what preference, what gender. You don't throw kids away.
That's right. Absolutely.
Way. Those are our future. You don't know who you're going to find there that's going to cure cancer or who's going to be the great economist or who's going to... You don't know where they come from.
You don't know. Of course not. Yeah, that's exactly
no.
right.
I was voted most likely to die in high school, and here I am.
Oh, you know you were. Were you really?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad they were wrong about that. You talked earlier about going to the city and watching the tree grow up as a youngster. How do you spend? How does Cyndi Lauper spend Christmas these days? What are you going to be doing this year?
I just want to be with my family. I just want to see my family. That's the most important thing for me, always.
Yeah.
You know, and whether we, I don't care what we do. We'd go out to eat. I could cook. It could be scary. Rather go out to eat.
I'd rather go out to eat.
You know, I can make Italian food. That's about it. And then you know, you, but... Your choices slim down. But, you know, for Christmas, it's got to be. And Christmas Eve. Oh, my God. Christmas Eve is the best time.
Yeah.
You know, because there's people caroling. You can go downtown to hear caroling. You can go uptown and see the tree. You could go by Lincoln Center and look at that decoration. Or up Fifth Avenue, you could see stuff. So it's really exciting.
I couldn't be happier for you. When I hear you describe Christmas, I can picture a Christmas with Cyndi Lauper. I think it would be like, and take this complimentary, it would be like an old-time fun Christmas rather than a commercial Christmas. I just sense that with you.
Well, sometimes. We used to cut up oranges and put them on the radiators with a little cinnamon.
Really?
Make it smell like Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. How great.
Oh, Listen, I love Christmas.
Ah, great. And we love you, too. Cyndi, I think in the years we've been doing this show, this is the first time you've been on board. And I have to tell you, I got to have you come back and chat about all of your great success and some of the things you're going to be doing in the new year. You're terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cyndi. And it sounds like one of these days my goal is going to spend a little bit of the Christmas holiday with you on Broadway. You sound like you're the perfect Christmas pal.
Well, Broadway's become so much fun.
Yeah,
it's always been, but it's having some real life now. It's really, it's a lot of really wonderful shows, really wonderful shows.
Well, Cyndi, thank you for joining us, and Merry Christmas, dear, okay?
And Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Cyndi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady. Cyndi Lauper. She is so good. I love listening to her sing and perform. And you're listening to Ron Seggie today.
Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and four other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
It's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Mariel Lehman, attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly, on Saturday said the gun used in the Oxford High School shooting earlier this week was locked during the Crumbly's arraignment hearing in an Oakland County court. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being held on $500,000 bond each. An Oakland County district judge ruled Saturday during their arraignment hearing, citing a concern about a flight risk. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I love the History Channel. I think it's a fantastic channel on cable, and they have a series of things that built America. And coming up on the 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time on the History Channel, it's going to be premiering The Toys That Built America, a four-part docuseries that really chronicles the toy titans and the people that made toys so, so famous and well-loved around the world. Joining us right now is Jordan Hembrough, who, of course, hosted the hit series Toy Hunter, in which he traveled around the world. He's a prestigious member of the Hall of Fame for toys, and he's got some great stories to tell. Jordan, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I meant what I said. I love this series, and I can't wait to watch this, The Toys That Built America. Tell us about this. I mean, we're talking about billion-dollar companies like Milton Bradley, the Parker Brothers, and stories like how the Frisbee, and my favorite toy in the world, the Slinky, was stumbled upon by accident.
Slinky. Yeah, it is a wonderful toy. You know, Ron, we're going to actually be taking viewers into an incredible history throughout this four-part documentary series. It is the history of American toys, and these are toys that have entered the lexicon, you know, of these are toys like Monopoly, Clue, Slinky, Silly Putty, and, you know, the back history of incredible companies, everyone from Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers to Mattel, and even Wham-O, the novelty toy company Wham-O that everyone grew up with. We're going to take people inside the history of these companies, tell you how a lot of these toys were invented, and actually people won't even realize is the rivalries that might have taken place behind the scenes between competing companies as they race to market with their latest invention.
Now, you talk about how this had a backdrop of the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II. You mean some of these toys go back to the Civil War?
They do. They go back in hundreds of years. And, you know, we're not only going to talk to you about Monopoly, we're going to talk to you about the game that came before Monopoly, that actually influenced Monopoly. So a lot of these things go back, you know, to the history of the Civil War and all those times. Everything happening in America during that time influenced the inventors, and it influenced their way of thinking and why they created some of these board games.
Okay, so give an example, like Monopoly, for example. Now, you know, that is a game that has lived forever, as far as I'm concerned, and we would have massive Monopoly games where we would go for days. We'd loan other people money so that we could keep them perpetuating in the game. Let's say go back. How far is Monopoly? How old is it?
Monopoly goes back to the 1800s.
Really? You say these go back to the 1800s, so these have persevered over a lot of backdrops as far as what we've gone through in America, and it's worldwide. I mean, it's amazing that how these games are so accepted in countries that, you know, you wouldn't think would be.
Yeah, they actually are, and it does go back. It goes back worldwide. It goes back hundreds of years, and here's the reason why. Is we've all needed, you know, as a species, we have this need to play. We want to relax. We want to have this creativity, this play time, and these toys are so universal. They just basically touched on something universally throughout the decade. We've always had, you know, time with the family, whether it be in the 1800s or in the 1950s. We had, you know, time to play these games, whether they be Monopoly or the Game of Life or Clue. And when you talk about worldwide and how they've become popular worldwide, is because a lot of these people had relatives that came over from other countries outside of America, and they would come and visit them, and they'd show them these games. They'd actually bring them back with them to their country, and they'd be popular back then. So they started out as this sort of like grassroots campaign very early on as well.
Let's take a toy like the Slinky that we were talking about, or Silly Putty. Those were actually invented by accident.
Everyone knows the Slinky. Everyone knows the theme song of Slinky, and we all know that it can walk alone or it can walk in pairs, and it makes that Slinky sound. Slinky was actually invented by a guy named Richard James, and he was hired by the U.S. Navy to invent an instrument to stabilize sensitive equipment on these ships during the rough seas during World War II. So while that invention might not have exactly worked for the Navy, Richard James says, you know what? There's a great toy here. There's something here. That's really what this series celebrates. It celebrates these people that actually took something a step further. They went beyond what it was initially intended for. Like the Frisbee. Frisbees were out as a pie plate that was being, you know, tossed around by people for pies. And these inventors said, you know what, there's something here. Maybe this can be something else. And that's what I love about the toys that built America.
What about a hula hoop? Do you address that?
We go into hula hoop as well. We talk about hula hoop. We talk about all those great toys from Wham-O, and we talk about how the company Wham-O was formed, and Richard Nair and Spud Mellon were these two guys just hanging out on a beach one time thinking of, you know, the next great toy, and everyone has this aha moment, and we go into all of these great toys that we grew up with.
You know, the best thing about games like Monopoly and G.I. Joe and Silly Putty and the Matchbox cars, okay, and the Slinky, it doesn't need batteries.
No, it was definitely a simpler time back then. I miss it. I mean, I was a child of the 70s. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Toys were... they were better back then. They were better in the 1950s, and I think they really sparked creativity. They sparked that sort of special creativity, ingenuity into kids, where they would all gather around in a social circle, and they would all bring their Slinky, or they all bring their Super Bounce balls, or a bunch of girls would hang out at a party and all bring their hula hoops. Now it's all online and digital, and I think kids these days are actually losing a little something when it comes to interaction.
Well, you know, I really remember the hula hoop craze like it was yesterday, and they used to have contests. I mean, radio stations would sponsor them, or some corner store would sponsor them, and you'd have like 100 kids there at the hula hoop, and, you know, it was such a simple thing. Now it just seems so complicated, the whole deal, and I don't want to sound like my parents and grandparents saying, these kids today don't know what they're missing, but they don't.
No, they don't. I mean, I've got two kids in college, and we were talking about the hula hoop at home when I was doing the series, and, you know, I would tell them, you know, there was a guy on the TV called Ed Sullivan. These people on doing hula hoops, and then they'd like be spinning kicks and everything, and that was entertainment.
Yeah.
And my kids looked at me like I had three heads. Yeah. That was, you know, it's good fashioned fun entertainment. And, you know, I'd like to bring back a hula hoop under every Christmas tree. I think kids, they lose it. They lose that sense of innocence. They lose being a child.
You know, I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and I do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. I'm a singer. And in
Love
the
it.
Show, I do a segment where I bring three or four people up on stage, and I have them do the hula hoop. And you cannot imagine how people of, you know, my generation and your generation look at this thing and they know exactly what it is, but they can't do it. And the youngsters who go up there know exactly what to do. One girl I brought up last week, she was only like 15 years old and she was good at it. So I think that's great to know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic to know. Now, the show is premiering Sunday.
Yeah, that's good.
Sunday, November 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on the History Channel. And it's called The Toys That Built America. By the way, I want to congratulate you because you are in the Toy Hall of Fame, and you know, you've got people that next to you like Stan Lee, Hulk Hogan, the Lego Company, Hasbro Toys. You're in good company there, Jordan. And it's a great presentation. You're going to love it. You know, the one thing about it is it appeals to all ages. People are going to see toys that they're playing with today, not realize where they came from, and vice versa. It's just going to be a great show, and I can't wait to see it, Jordan. I congratulate you on it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good family viewing, good for the whole family to sit and watch with the kids and the grandkids. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, get your silly putty out and let's rock and roll. Okay. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Okay. Jordan, thank you for joining us. It's been great. Jordan Hembro has been our guest. And, of course, the show, as we mentioned, is premiering this Sunday, November 28th at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time on the History Channel, The Toys That Built America. That's pretty cool. You really don't think about where toys came from and how long they have been around. We want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get there on the homepage, there are two gold buttons. One says, Listen Live. It's our latest show on demand 24/7. The other one features all of our archive shows, and if you check another website that we have, it is Seggy Sings, and that site talks about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second. Stick around, because there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today, live all across the United States and around the world, and on Armed Forces Radio, are happy to say, well, you know what? This COVID thing, it just keeps coming and coming and coming, along with so many other things that we have to worry about, especially now during this holiday season where there's going to be a lot of gatherings of family and friends and, of course, travel. So we're going to get some great news from our next guest, who is utilizing an at-home testing to determine if you have a cold, flu, or COVID. And she's a pediatrician, family physician, and health expert. Joining us right now is Dr. Amna Hussain. Hello, doctor. How are you? And welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Hi, Ron. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, you know, this is pretty exciting news because I understand now that there is a device that can help you check whether or not you have any of the illnesses that I previously mentioned and put your mind at ease and the people that you'll be with during holiday season at ease. Tell us about this self-test for the COVID-19 that can be done at home.
Absolutely. So when it comes to determining if you are going to be putting yourself at risk or being around those who could potentially be at risk, I think having more data is always helpful. We do know that vaccination is an important part of the strategy, but another important part of the strategy is frequent testing. Frequent testing can help pick up on positive results, and having a self-test at home is always something that's going to be a helpful option and provides that peace of mind.
How long does it take, and is it complicated?
Yeah, great question. Well, at this point, we're all probably so used to nasal swabs, so it is a nasal swab, I guess not too complicated, but the test does not take long at all. It actually takes only 15 minutes. Within each box, there's two tests. We do recommend that you swab once and then at least 36 hours after you take the second one. It should be taken within 3 days. So again, frequent testing does pick up on positive results, and the results are available within 15 minutes. It's available pretty much at any major retail store as well.
Doctor, do you have to have any kind of special instructions to do this? You know, a lot of people sometimes can't, and I'm one of them, can't put drops in their eyes because I'm afraid to get close to my eyes. I have to have somebody do it for me. Putting this swab into your nostrils sometimes could be a rather challenging event for some people to do it to themselves, not if somebody knows what they're doing. Is there something that you need a little background info or education on, or is it something that's pretty elementary?
Sure, absolutely. So actually, it is something that you can find instructions for, not only within the box, but also online.
Will this test be domestically accepted and internationally accepted? Because I guess now when they do a test, well, I know this for a fact, that they have a certain card or some kind of endorsement that you've had the test and you're clean. If you do it from home in this at-home procedure, does that qualify for TSA and all these other places that want to check whether or not you are vaccinated or you have COVID?
You know, Ron, I think the best thing to do would be check ahead of time. I always recommend that, especially when it comes to international travel. You know, sometimes PCR tests might be more important. Sometimes if you do an antigen test, it might be a test that has to be done at a doctor's office. When it comes to different concerts or venues, they may not have those same stipulations. So I always recommend reading the fine print closely, calling ahead of time, so that you can make sure that you're fulfilling the right obligations and requirements.
That's good advice. That really is. Now, how do we handle this with the holiday travel? You know, I live in Orlando, and they just come out with some huge statistics as to who's going to be traveling this year, especially on the air and on rail. In the car, not so much of a situation because you're with family, hopefully, but in an airplane, you're with all kinds of people. How do you navigate through this with the parties, with the dinners, with the gift giving, with the travel? How do you stay away from it? I mean, it's very difficult.
Sure, and I think that's the thing that we have to realize is that this virus isn't going anywhere, so we have to live our life with it but still live safely. So none of these vaccine-preventable viruses are going anywhere. Vaccines are what keep them at bay, so vaccination is what's going to protect us the most in the long term, in addition to frequent testing. Just like with the flu, we vaccinate members of the population against the flu, but we also do test for flu in doctors' offices. All of those things are still very important.
So you're saying that really, even if we get vaccinated and have the booster shot, we should continue to test for COVID?
Absolutely, until we have more members of the population who are vaccinated and protected. I mean, Ron, think about the flu. We are still testing for the flu virus, even though we are able to vaccinate for flu. When it comes to COVID-19, there's still a good portion of the population that's not vaccine eligible. For example, children 5 and above just recently got approved, but children under 5 are not yet approved.
You know, I think a lot of people are concerned over the fact that this has been on the market, a lot of these cures, these vaccines, and maybe not long enough to see what some of the long-term side effects are. But boy, the other side of that coin is that if you don't get it or get some kind of protection, you could be in a world of hurt. I would be remiss if I didn't ask this, because this was brought to my attention on a personal matter, and they told me that if I had a flu shot, let's say today, I would have to wait at least a couple of weeks to get a COVID booster shot. Is that true?
And that's not true, actually. You can absolutely get the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine or the COVID booster at the same time.
Really? I got to find a new doctor. Where are you located there,
Doc? It's actually per the CDC's. It's actually per the CDC guidelines as well. Okay. And again, that's always what we try to go back to. CDC guidelines have always recommended hand washing, mask wearing when appropriate, distancing when we can. And during this pandemic, resources like vaccines and frequent testing, that's only going to provide further peace of mind, really.
Mm-hmm. If you've been in the company of people who might have had COVID and you walk away and you the day after or 2 days after start to get the symptoms, which might lead you to believe that you have it or caught it, is it too late at that point to get vaccinated?
If you are feeling ill, we don't recommend vaccination when you're feeling ill because your immune system is already fighting something, and then to try to test it to boost immunity after a vaccine, you probably should just wait until you're no longer febrile and feeling better, and then you can get the vaccine or the booster.
Okay. Now, the name of the in-home test is called what, and where can we get it, and is it pretty reasonably priced?
Right. So it's actually called Binax Now. It's the COVID-19 self-test by Abbott. It's available at most major retail stores like Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. And to read more, you can go to www.binaxnow-selftest.abbott.
Okay, and that's spelled B-I-N-A-X-N-O-W, Binax. And that's the website that we can go to learn more of what we talked about today.
Absolutely, yes.
I want to thank you so much for the information and this new way of testing at home. I think that's going to put a whole new dimension on this pandemic that we've been suffering with now going into its second year, actually going in almost to its third year pretty soon in a month or so. But we appreciate you being here. Anytime you want to come back and chat about this or any other health matter, please let us know. We'd love to have you come back.
Thanks, Ron.
Stay
have a good one.
Have a nice
happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Our guest has been Dr. Amna Hussain, who is a pediatrician, family physician, and health expert, talking about the new in-home way to test if you have COVID-19. That's a great development. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live nationwide with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Residents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include comedian Louie Anderson, Lieutenant General Peter Osmond of the United States Marine Corps for Toys for Tots, great Christmas Light Fight MC and Judge Carter Osterhaus, Ashley Hall and Taylor Kelmis, talking about live Christmas trees, Dee Snyder from Twisted Sister, Cindy Lomper, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, and Dr. Amna Hussein. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world, with Ron Sedgy today. Keep that Christmas shopping going, and until next week, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.